Kum lenin a blat gemara.
You realize by going by what you said, I put on, put off putting on my rabbinic.
I know, you're a gentleman. The flamet test amid all of the two dots. You said it, Rabbi. Amar Rav, we're talking about whether Machosh shall leave in front of us, considered Machosh not. And we learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that a Machosh shall leave in front of us is not a Machosh, so you have to travel all the way from Spain. You have to travel all the way from Spain back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Tanakhama holds the Machosh of Machosh. And then the second Imam Ravish will both agree. The Machosh of Machosh. And Rav goes a step further, even if he told people who cannot travel themselves. It's still a machah because they all have friends. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Aram Nachman, machah shall lay befun of having a machah. So Rav is an Aram Nachman also that a machah, even though if I, the original owner, protest wherever he is, good enough, because word will spread around. Eisvei Rav Aram Nachman, that's Aram Nachman rule. So Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says in the Mishnah, Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda clearly says, Lo Omru Shal Leishonim, why do I have 3 years? Not because people keep the starters for 3 years and then they lose them. Ella, to give enough time for somebody far away, somebody remote, to be able to arrive, because we said nobody lives more than a year away from his property. Somebody can live in Spain. And somebody in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, is being machzik in his field, squatting in his field. And they will, it'll take a year to travel and for the word to get around to Spain. And then he will come back. It takes him a year. But it says clearly, he will come. Clearly, you know, the machosh in front of. Why in the world does he have to personally come all the way from Spain to Israel? Let him remain where he is. And be meicher from there. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman answers, doesn't Rav Yehuda not saying that he has to come? Eitz a teva kamashlon. He's giving good advice. If you have somebody squatting on your property and claiming that it's his, not only you have to come and protest, you want to get paid. You want to get paid for all the produce. And if you don't come back, no one knows how much produce he ate, and then even one day you'll get it back. He'll deny whatever it is. You have to come there and sort it out.
And rent. What
it's not how it's about the field, let's say.
That's a
shalit. Yeah. Yeah, but it's... Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Hossa, Dinei Salem, come, Vinishkol Ara Upeda. Let her come back and collect the land and the fruits. That's where she come. Since Rav is asking Nachman a question, sounds like Rav argues with Nachman. He personally holds a machah shalai b'fun of is not a valid machah, and his basis is Rav Yehuda because he had to travel all of his Spain to this role, and that's what he asked him Nachman. But we know Rav personally holds also that a machah shalai b'fun of a machah. Freddy Gemara Mekaglis, you lay b'fun of a machah. Rav clearly said that a machah shalai b'fun of that a machah. We learned yesterday shalai b'fun of to having machah. That a machah shalai b'fun is a machah. I'd never passed this way before. Says Gemara, boss of the Shomer of Nachman Sovra. After he heard of Nachman give an answer, he changed his own mind and he agreed that Machosh Lefanov is a Macha. Sorry?
You can have land, a rent.
But if a guy is squatting the land, he's saying he was there because.
Well, if you're claiming your land.
He bought it, yeah.
And you're saying, pay me for the fruit.
That's it.
Say rent.
No, because if I was not renting it to anybody else, it's a case of Zenen Zola Chosin.
Exactly. So the land was staying empty, nobody's there.
Exactly.
That's the thing, there's a question. If you squat in somebody's house and you don't pay rent.
Yeah, that we had Baba Kama. If it's a house made to be rented and not meant to be rented. Save the water for you. Says the Gemara, Ashkachinu Rabbi Yisi Berchanina. Rabbi Yisi Berchanina once encountered the Talmid of the Rabbi Yechanan students. Abaluhu, he asked the following question. Let me ask you. Me Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Did Rabbi Yechanan ever say, when you say you have to make a machah, in front of how many people do you have to make a machah? In front of how many people do you have to protest? Machah bekama. In front of how many people do you have to protest? Amar Rabbi Yechanan machah befinish nine. Abchiya Baraba, who is one of the students of Yechon, said that a machah is in front of two people. We'll soon explain what the machlek is all about. And Baravu, another student of Yechon, said, "Name Yechon, machah b'fnei shloisha." That a machah actually requires three people. The machlek, you need two people or three people. What's the machlekes? Lema, let us say, but the rabba, but Rabbuna come in for the angry rabba Rabbuna, the amr rabba Rabbuna, come milza, there is amr, bapik losa. We'll learn Ashi in the bottom here. He's going to say that anything that you, that people, three people already know about, there's no longer any Lashon Hara. Right? There's no Lashon Hara. So what? Let's do Rashi Bam. He means at the bottom of the page, four lines at the bottom. Amr bid apet losa, les bama shum lishna bisha, there's no longer Lashon Hara. If any of these three people repeat it to other people, it's no longer Lashon Hara. Kach oma pleini alecha. This is what the guy said about you. No, not only there's no Lashon Hara if you tell a stranger, even you go back to the person that's about and you tell him there's no Lashon Hara. Timer. What's the reason? Kinefash be'erchin, b'yesh erchin, my timer, chavra, chavra islay. Everyone has friends. Omar Rabbi Yosam, the chol milsa, the avidel, agluya, anything that everybody will find out anyway. Lesbam shum lishna bisha. Once it's public, out in the public, there's no longer Lashon Hara, unless you're out to hurt him. V'hircha gabi macha nami, so they're using the same logic. Milsa da avida lagluya bein, and I need over here to publicize it with as much fanfare as possible, that I'm protesting his squatting my field. Is gbedin and kidei shizara machze b'shtoroi, in order that the machze should retain his shtar, l'hochim, and therefore this is machlekes pligi, v'fneshnayim, Manor holds two people. Less late is enough to make public noise. Doesn't hold. Less late the Rabbi Avuna by Klasa. You Rabbi Avuna say that when is it no longer Lashon Hara? It's public knowledge only out when it's three people. I hold even two people. No, but we have a machlekes. The Gemara here interesting and actually we don't have it, but here we have an opinion. At least one day in the Gemara, an opinion that two people already no longer Lashon Hara. If two people know, there's no longer any Lashon Hara because everybody knows. Sorry?
Today the rule is 10 people?
Three. But as long as I'm not out deliberately to hurt you. No, Shema is a lie. I'm talking about the truth. Lashon Hara is the truth. But it's private. So. The boy, Tlasa 3. Do I feel it betray? I feel it glue you too sufficient. That opinion too is enough to be Meicha. Now, the Rashbam says an interesting thing. Why isn't this called Lashon Hara? Okay, we'll see in a second. No, we'll get to the next Rashbam. And he said, once two people know about Lashon Hara, that's one opinion.
Sometimes he says Lashon Hara, sometimes he says Lashon Hara.
I know, so
well.
I don't know.
It's consistency. That's
next Rashbam. You need, for something to come public, you need three people. The begimel having gluy mil, so three people makes it public. But later, not through hicha being a befnei beit la having mecha from two down mecha. The la vidal gluy can you the sheet to be ain have ikur. Now, the Rashbam is going to ask. Let's skip the parentheses here. About six lines and narrow lines. Later on, we'll see. The man, the boy, Gluy Milsa, the one who said he has to be public. The conclusion is, you need three. My rebbes all say that macha is like lashon hara. What do we mean? Because not the person who was meicha. The people who are repeating. You know, Yanko was just meicha about Shmedel sitting in his property. What, that's called lashon hara. The Ka'ama Planya Gazlonu. This is itself Lashon Hara. So listen, this is Vihil Chachle Rabba Ravuna, Imus Amra Kamate, La Havim Acha. Mishim the Ezbom Shulashabish, you know, because they're not allowed to repeat it.
So
Lashon Hara. No, they couldn't allow this.
This, which we said, Kola Isbay, doesn't apply. There's no coil.
That's why he holds three people, because we just said the rule is this is the three people is not Lashon Hara anymore. So therefore, the people have no reservation in repeating, oh, you know, we just heard that this guy's Meicha. But if only two people know about it, they're not allowed to repeat it. Als Lashon Hara.
But even practically today, even if three people know that, it's not, still not admitted to go around repeating it.
Right? Not if you have to hurt the person.
In the stammer's eye?
You don't have to be careful anymore.
According to this, you telling two people, I think so, but just no point. Because they're not allowed to go and repeat it.
That's right. This is how he says, Kol Rabbi Seinu. This is all his rebbes. He's going to argue all the Rashbam. This is what they say. It says, Rashbam, the Lav Milsi, I disagree with all my rebbes. If it's an English expression, oh my rebbes. The loydomi la lashon hara klal. I don't call this lashon hara. Now, this is an interesting point you said there. Why is this lashon hara? The ikem macha, the purpose of this protest, hainu mishum de beinin sheyove adavel azov shamazi. We need him to find out there's somebody out there claiming that you don't own the land. So, your own benefit. Not only is it Lashon Hara, it's a mitzvah to repeat that you get this, the guy should keep a shtar, otherwise he might end up losing his property. To be careful with the shtar. That's why we sack in the ma'arish in front of witness. Kadesh Yitzias Hakod, dafka to go out and produce.
We want the word to get out.
We said before, if he tells him don't repeat it, then no mecha. Interesting. So the Rashbam has the Rabbi Sein who say that this is Mamas on Hora, which means they're having. So what's interesting here is this is the Gesugi Lashon Hara is an Erchin. Shulchan Aruch hard is anything about Lashon Hara. And here you have a major machlekes about Lashon Hara between Rabbis Kol Rabbi Seinu and the Rashbam. According to Kol Rabbi Seinu, anything which is Lashon Hara, even if it's for a benefit, is Lashon Hara. According to Rashbam, if it's for a benefit, there's no Lashon Hara. In fact, it's a mitzvah. And fascinating is that it's not brought down in the Magen Avraham. When he brings it down Lashon Hara, doesn't bring a word of this. Fascinating. I wonder if the Mishnah Berurah, I never learned it. The Lashon Hara brings all this down. You always ask questions about a shidduch, is Lashon Hara or not. From the way that Rashbam learns, if you're doing it to protect the person, it's a mitzvah. So it doesn't say you're allowed to, he says it's a mitzvah, yeah. But Rabbi Seinu hold it's forbidden. Rabbi Seinu clearly say, even though it benefits. Who's Rabbi Seinu?
I don't know, there's Rabbi, no?
Yeah. I just think it's very interesting machlekes here. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. So that's one understanding of the machlekes. So at the top of the page. He's mandam if neshnayin. The one says that you need two is enough to publicize something. Less lay the rabba baravun. There's a real rabbuna that you need three to publicize something. Even two is already you're allowed to repeat it because no lashon hara anymore. Mandam if nagibu. He's lay the rabba baravun. He holds that you need three to publicize, and after three, there's no longer lashon hara. Says Gemara, no. I believe that everyone agrees rabba baravun. It's not a machleik. Everyone agrees. You need three people. There's no longer lashon hara. So what's machleik is if two is enough. Kuli alma is lay the rabba baravun. Is not a machor at all. Everyone holds that three. If you want to make a public knowledge, you need three. So what's the machlek? Is it whether machosh lefos grown or not? Rashbam. The whole gili milsa loy havi pachlin. If you want to publicize something, you need a minimum of three. Vi havi bina guluyim milsa b'machosh. And if you needed that you publicize it, hayatzarech limchid b'fnei shloisha. The thing would have been that you need three people. Abba b'hochi, please, this is machlek. Man dama b'fnei shnayin. The one holds from two ksavar. He holds machosh loy b'fonov loy havi machosh. The kivan day machosh b'fonov. He holds the only way that you can be meich is after you have to front up to him. So what do you need to publicize it for around the world? You could tell him in his face. The only thing is that guy might deny it. So you need two witnesses that you did it to him. That's why you don't need three, because you're not out to publicize. What's the point? If the din says that I, the original owner, has to come in front up to this guy who's squatting my property and face him directly and protest, then you don't need three. What do you need three for? All you need is witnesses that I did it. So two's enough. That's it. All I need is two witnesses that saw me protest. The fact that I told him right in his face, what do I need more public knowledge than that? That's it. Now the Marzi definitely knows that someone's protesting. If he rightfully bought the property, he should keep that shtar. However, Mandam of Nagimul hold, you don't have to schlep all the way there. But we need the word to get to him. How's the word going to get to him? It has to be in the public knowledge, in the public arena. For that, you need three people.
So, if he's working in front of two people,
doesn't help.
No, he's working two people there present to the defendant. Observing Machol.
Yeah, but to who? You're being working directly to the person. Yeah.
Correct. So, what's he saying? He says, what are you telling me to get off? I've got a shtar.
So no problem. You keep the shtar. When I take the bezin, and keep it.
So that means if we're going forward now, this guy's actually got another two witnesses. One would assume you see the shtar witnesses. He's also producing the shtar.
Making a lot of assumptions there.
So if the guy says,
if he produces a shtar, then he needs.
He's got two witnesses who've seen the shtar.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. But the likelihood that didn't happen, otherwise, why would he come back and scream again? So the gimel, mushroom gimel, so to publicize it, even the other gimel, kilo kolam, as if the whole world knows. Back to the Gemara. Ibois Ema. All we can say, Kuli Alma Machosh. If one of Havi Machabi just for Paskin, Rav Nachman, Rav and Shmuel, that a Machosh Shalay Befonav is a valid Machosh. So how come one Mandama says two is enough? Mandama bifnei bei, the one that says in front of two sovereign, he holds that sahadusa beinam. All we need is edus that he was moiche, and here we have two edus. In other words, as all we want is to make sure that the original owner showed that he doesn't accept what the other guy is there. That's all we need, and therefore two is enough as edus. That's not enough to know that he was meichel. Kesava gilui milsabina. We need that the machzik should find out and be public in the public arena. Then you need three. Rashbam. You need three people. What's the purpose of the machah? The purpose of the is just that the original owner is not showing that he's not moichul, he's not accepting it. But is enough, the two edims testify, there is and if the machzik find that, good. The machzik yichol avol alosh machzik b'shemini ba'ilam havi machzik b'chod lechayish elosh leyisa behem shel lechasadav we don't take a seal the kibin the lish lebish olek macho shem elab atzul yolchu ve'agidu the machzik ayim lachenish yem loy. These two people, as before, chavi chavi yisrael will tell others or they themselves will go there. Could be. The main thing is that he has to be meichel, that he's not meichel. But the other one says no. The main thing is that the word has to get to him, and therefore you have to tell three people. Gimel Sabina, she get to call all them. Everyone should know. The kivin the noydel gimel kili noydel kar machzor as if he knows him. Mestam be yodel machzor will know. But b'shnayim mestam be lo yodel. Doesn't matter.
So one extra person makes all the difference.
Sorry.
That yeah, one extra three people. Yeah. All the difference. I mean, we're going to call it public knowledge or not?
Yeah. Yeah. The logic, I don't know exactly. What's that going to three people for people?
Two and three. I mean, no. Two is eight. It's kosher for eight.
Yesterday we said that anything you tell two people gets out.
You got to borrow and lend out.
No.
And they get together and they have a shtar and they sign a shtar between two eights. Three people there. And we say they signed the shtar and there's a call everybody knows about it.
The eight are the ones who generate the call. Not the
so why do you need three? What's the number of the third person?
Because the shtar also sits in the bezins somewhere in register.
Then you've
really
had more. Then you've
yeah.
had a kiyum
shtar. Really not cool. Even that. The lekuchas have to find out. Also, because there's a lot of work going on of it. Shtar is not like ages. I tell somebody 30 seconds. I tell you a story. Ages shtar. You have to get a cipher. It's a job. Whenever there's an effort, you know people talk about it. Yeah. Thinking about a story, Gidl Mamunum, Gidl Mamunum, Havalei Machisa Limchuye. Somebody, he had to be protesting against somebody squatting in his property. Okay. Ashkechina, he found Rav Huna and Chia Barav and Rav Chilkia Bartuvi. He found these three Rabbonim that have a Yosvi that were sitting together. So he went before them, and Mocha Kamayu, and he was Mocha before them. He said, look, I want you to know that somebody residing in my property, he doesn't belong here. Okay. Lishana, the following year, Hadar Asalim Chui came again to be Meicha. Amrule, the same people told him, Leit Tzirichet. You don't need to do it again. Hachi Amar Rav, Kiva Shemicha, Shana Rishayna, Shuv Ein Tzarech Limchas.
So if you're Meicha, what are you doing on my land and you're doing in front of three people?
Isn't the whole Indian to tell me?
Why continuing him to be standing? Why do you have to come back here? Why isn't the guy gone off?
Gone off where?
Yeah, he had the other story. He said he told there's a guy on my land, and I'm telling you he's...
No, what about? No, no.
Right? And then a year later, you still let the guy stay there. Why are you letting him stay there?
Because I have no use for it right now. I don't care if he's there, but I want everyone to know that I'm not letting him stay for too long. He didn't bite.
I'm not relinquishing my bailiffs.
Yeah. So. Oh, we'll see you next. That's what I'm going to talk about right now. So when he said you don't have to do it again, doesn't mean you have to do it again forever. It means you don't have to do it every year. Every 3 years is enough. Says the Gemara, Vikidamri. Other said. And the Chiddush over here is that even though he just did it in the beginning of the 3 years, no, the way, if you live Parshat Mishnah, you have to be Meicha sometime before the end of the 3 years. Here, he did it right in the beginning of the 3 years. Maybe he has to be Meicha again before the end of the 3 years. He says, no, you have to be Meicha. It wasn't all three, instead it was Chibarav, said on his own. Kivan, Shemicha, Shana, Shayin, Shub, Ein Tzarech Lichas. You have to be Meicha anymore. Omer, Ishlok, is Mishum Bakapare. However, Vitzarech Limchis, Besev, Kol Gimel, Vagimel. Every 3 years, you have to be Meicha. You can't be Meicha once and 10 years later, rely on that. People forget. Every 3 years, you have to be Meicha. Says the Gemara. And because again, the shtar, people have to know to keep the shtar. The toy, but Abich Vichin was wondering, Vichy Gazlin, yes, like Chazok, and now that we've established that this guy is a Gazlin, and if he's in 9 years, we how can it, now that we know he's a Gazlin, let's have the Chazok over here. Why do you have to be Moich every 3 years? And Rashbam says here that Rabbi Yechon was scared to argue with Bar Kapora, so he just asked it as a question. If the Shlokish would have said it on his own, Rashbam said Rabbi Yechon would have argued outright. But because Bar Kapora, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, was a big Tana, so therefore he was scared to just have a Tiba. He was wondering. Sitting Moreh says back, Gazan said that if I'm Moichid, that you're sitting my property, does that automatically make you a Gazan? Who said that I'm right? Who said I'm telling the truth? All it does is, Ela Kid Gazan. He's not really a Gazan. Maybe he is a Gazan, maybe he is. It's like a Gazan. And therefore, Yesh Lechazaka, if he's been there long enough, the Chazaka tells us he's not a Gazan. Nobody established that he's a Gazan because somebody accuses somebody else. That right away means that everyone's innocent until proven guilty. Doesn't mean the guy's a Gazan. Let's now halachas. Hilchasa tzarich limchavos of gimel gimel. We pass on the shlokin by kapora. You have to be moicha at the end of every 3 years. Tony by kapora. What happens if if somebody was ma'ara, then chazav ira a couple of years later is ma'ara again. Then a couple of years later, chazav ira. And all the times I'm making exactly the same argument. This guy is a ganav, he had no right to be there. He machmes tainer is shayni ira. And the chazak, if he maintains the same argument, he moved in without permission and he has no right to be in my lands. So he was there for 10 years, but every 3 years I'm meichid, good enough. However, the imlav, if I change, the first time I said he had no right to be there, he's a ganav. The next 3 years later, when I come back, I say, oh, he had a right to be there because I gave it to him as a mashkin, but I never sold it to him, I just gave it to the mashkin. Ah, you're changing your story. But if you're contradicting your first story, then you never you never make him. Therefore, it's his.
If you're an Arab, but you happen to stay there, but everybody should know that's my land, right?
Exactly what you're doing.
There's an expectation that he's not going to pay you the produce,
but
that's your land.
Look, he has to pay you. But I have to go demand it. You know, they're best.
So if you don't go and demand it, what are you going to do?
Could be a Meichelim, yeah, but yeah, could be. Im lav, yesh lechazakev. Otherwise, remember we learned before, he has to be Meich on the payers as well. If not, yesh lechazaka. Otherwise, there's a chazaka here. Different argument means you contradict your original tiny chazaka. Amar.
On this question of can a gazlan have chazaka, isn't there a cloud that karka even exists?
No, but if he's a known gazlan and other things, then he has no chazaka. There's no nemanus. Anyway,
he's
a manus.
He's not trustworthy.
Exactly. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Macho b'fneshnayim. He paskins, you don't have to be meich in front of three people, you can be meich in front of two, even though I hold that you don't have to do it in front of. But as we said before, that two is good enough because word will get out. But the ain tzarich leimek esoivu, I don't need to tell them to write it down. If they want, they can write it down. I don't have to tell them to write it down. The eidim write a star called a star macho, so that he has proof that he actually was meich. Even though he didn't instruct him, usually you have to instruct right at the start. But they can voluntarily write him a contract document saying that he was meichin this and this year. Because otherwise people will say you were never meichin. He also needs help. So he has the start. Because anyway, we were benefiting the guy, we can write that document without even asking him. Let's say somebody was forced, coerced in selling a property, has no interest in the property, but he's scared, he's intimidated, doesn't do anything, so he's going to sell it, but he lets know beforehand in front of Aidi, I want you to know, tomorrow I'm selling a property, but I have no interest in the property, he's coercing me, but I'm scared to do anything about it. So one day, when I'll garner some help or something, I'll go to a bezin and get it back. So this is called Moidah. I told to Aidi, they can write, so I don't have to tell them to write it, they can document it that he told us Moidah. You know why? Because again, anywhere where it's the benefit of that person, I don't need his permission to document it. If I'm moida that I owe money to Yankel, $300, and I tell to Edim, they have no right to document it unless I tell them. And the reason is very simple. When you document it, you turn it into a milva b'shtar. Until now, it was a milva peh, it was an oral loan. And an oral loan has a lot of advantages. Number one is that I can say I paid you back. And that's it, I believe. If I document it, you document it and give it to the lender, I can tie him have his money, I paid you back. Then how come the document, my boy, why do I still have it? So therefore, you're hurting me. You have no right to document something when it hurts me unless I instruct you to do it. Kinyan bifnishnayim. A kinyan has to be done in front of two people. The ain't tzarech leime kisu. Now, what do you mean by kinyan has to be done in front of two people? So, interesting here. He's saying here that if I have a kinyan, suda, let's say, a kinyan chalipin. So Rashbam seems to learn that if you make a kinyan, you need witnesses. Look at the Rashbam here. Kinyan, it's about 10 lines in the wide lines. Last word of the line is kinyan. Kinyan, sudr. The last word of the line is kinyan. Sudr, a handkerchief, chalipin. I'll call dover on any matter, because that was the most common form of kinyan, acquisition. Bifne base. What does Rashbam seem to be saying here? An amazing thing. When you ever make a kinyan, you need two people. You don't need three. Because we'll soon see that by kiyum shtaras, when a bezin has to ascertain the veracity of a document, you need a bezin. Here it's enough. Two. Kinyan bifnei shnayim.
But the point we don't do kinyan chalipin.
We'll see in a minute. Yeah. Look at Taisus. Kinyan bifnei beis ve'ein tzarich. See the Taisus about 10 lines. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said the taste is about 8 lines into the wide lines. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The loyarsa lemuuti is not coming to negate shaloi yehei choshev kinyan kishanasa shaloi bifnei shnayim. Don't think for a minute that a kinyan is not valid if you don't have two witnesses. I'll prove it to you. The Amrina Mekedushi, the Gemara Kedusha says, even Sadi, the only reason why you ever need witnesses, El Lashaki, to prevent people from lying. But you don't need witnesses to make a kinyan. And he brings a number of rais, you don't need witnesses. But the Rashbam seems to be learning right hip shot. But you do. Clear. He says, Kol kinyan sudr. Every time you need to. That's an amazing chiddush. Tesis argues that you don't do. But he says, yeah. But you don't have to say, write the document. But he says, even though if you document, you can still change your mind and cancel the kinyan. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara. The kiyum shtar is, but if you want to verify shtar, and we're scared that the witnesses will go overseas and you won't be able to be available, so I want to get the bezin to give a gestemke, you know, to say that yes, this is a kosher to get. But if you collect machay one day, and because if I go in a year from now to collect money, the lender will say, the borrower will say, it's Bob Meis, I have to find the witnesses, and they're overseas, I'll never find them. So I want to, you know, verify the shtar now, so you get a kiyum shtar is, you need three people. The bezin writes on the very bottom of the star. We three people had ksubas the chavedel there. We three people sat and we ascertained the star's cocked.
Is that a bezin kavua or
any three people? But bezin has to be bezin. Then we start off saying if one of them died, there's a way special lashon of writing it. Yeah. Does anyone write it? Oh my rabbi said rabbi. E kashli. The only thing that bothers me, how kashli. What bothers me is high kinyan. This din that we said. This din that Nachman said, everything that Nachman said, I understand. The Rav is repeating it. But one thing I don't understand is the idea of a kinyan that you have to have that two people is enough. Hai kinyan hecha, what are we talking about? Are you going to tell me that a kinyan is like a maise bezin because I'm taking away an object from person A and I'm taking it to my own rishus, which is normally what a bezin does. And because it's like a bezin, I need to have witnesses that have to see it. And therefore, it's like a maise bezin. So then why do you say two is enough? You have three. If it's like a bezin, then you need three people. And he like a maise bezin dami. And if it's not like a maise bezin, and that's why two people are sufficient, just witnesses. I don't need three people, it's not really a maise bezin. So am I ainu tzadach leim ksuvu? Why don't you have to write ksuvu l'chayda? But anything which harms me, because the lender is the seller is being hurt, he's losing an object. How can you write a document without getting permission from the seller and the buyer to write the document? Remember we said before, anything you hurt somebody, you have to be told. The only time you don't have to be told is by a bezin. If a bezin comes up with a psak, you don't have to tell them, you can write it down. So if you treat like a mice a bezin because you're taking away from one person or another, then you should need three people like any bezin. And if you tell me two is sufficient, you don't need a bezin, then why do I have to tell you document, even that not? Bossa the boy heard the poshte. After he asked the question, he resolved it. La'elum lav kamaisa bezin dummies. Not like a maisa bezin. And therefore, two is enough. So how come you don't need permission document? Ha'cha time of my day until I'm ksuvu. You know why? Shum the stam kinyan liksiv I'm. Because generally, once you do the kinyan, there's nothing else to be done. There's nothing else. By a loan, I have to not pay it tomorrow. By a kinyan, once a kinyan is done, it's over. It's mine, finished. So therefore, because it's over, then there's nothing wrong with documenting it. Look at Ashbam. This is Ashbam. Stam kinyan l'ksiva. I mean, why is it stam kinyan l'ksiva? I mean, because nothing else to do. It says Ashbam. About 10 lines in the bottom of the page. From the ain la'acha kinyan klum. There's nothing else to be done. The kiva under the makle besudah b'fnei edim. Since you sold it in front of witnesses with a handkerchief, my like noisim miyad, and you're trying to make kinyan ve'ainim medarcheu atche yedin shebetalklin, and you don't push him off until he does a meshiche or yelich ve'yachze bekakois. But once you do a kinyan, let's say a kinyan sudah, it's yours already. There's nothing. You don't have to schlep it in your shoes. You don't have to lift it. You don't have to do anything else. Obviously, why are we doing a kinyan sudah? Because I want it to become yours straight away. Because probably, I don't mind if you document it. If I told witnesses to write and sign, and give it to him, and he made a kinyan, we don't have to ask him again, did you change your mind? Once we made a kinyan to go ahead, you can assume that we didn't change your mind, you can write it. But if he didn't write it down, if he didn't make a kinyan, so you have to consult him. You still want it? Even if you told him clearly, write it down right before they signed it, ask him, you still want it. But here, once you made a kinyan, you don't have to ask anymore. Even though Teza says he's still allowed to change your mind, but generally speaking, you're not going to. Yeah, stop there. Yeah.